Hello, we're back. It's the L20 podcast with me, Simon Fogel from Chapter 81. We just want to say a massive thank you to everyone that's listened and subscribed to the podcast. This is going to be a really exciting addition to the festival this year. And so we go straight into episode 2. We invited Polly Cuthbert and Mark Martin to come into the office and explain what they do for the festival and a little bit more about the Leeds art scene.
So I'm Mark from Rabbit Hole. I work with Tim, both of us set it up around 10 years ago. We're a small independent branding agency that specialises in culture and place branding. So we work with a lot of the music industry, like Coldplay and Warner Music Group. We also work with architects and placemakers, including Leeds BID. We work with Leeds International Festival, obviously, and then a few other arts-based organisations in the city, like Transform.
So I'm Polly, I'm the festival coordinator for Leeds International Festival, but I'm also a freelance producer. So I work for Compass Festival and sort of specialise in site-based, like public animation. We're going to tell you a little bit about ourselves today. I think we're going to start off with the brand of Leeds International Festival.
At Rabbit Hole, we've worked on the brand identity since the start of the festival about 4 years ago. And I guess it's quite nice to see the brand identity develop and mature and grow and gain confidence as the festival itself has. I think that the idea of the brand was always to have a singular, bold colour driving it that could quite easily dress a city, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because it's been amazing to see different buildings lit up pink and the neons in windows. I think that's been, for me, a really special part of seeing the festival sort of like animate the city and sort of take over the city when the festival's on.
Yeah, definitely. I think like a single common colour is like quite democratic. Mm. Like for anyone who wants to embrace the festival and the brand, you just need to colour things pink. It's quite nice that, you know, I think the colour is now becoming synonymous with the festival and people know around sort of springtime as they're sort of walking down Briggate and everything starts to look very pink that the festival is on its way.
Yeah, and I like the fact if you come to Leeds in May and you're there at night time, you might think that the city is always pink or the city is always like animated like the festival does. I like that idea that you associate the colour pink with Leeds in a way.
Yeah, there was a Brazilian tribe that we use in tech when they sort of came over to do their event. They all called it the Pink City, which is quite nice because they didn't have any previous references of Leeds. And yeah, like you say, we had buildings lit up, we had pink lamppost banners, every event was had like pink with pink neons and stuff. So it was quite nice that was their reference, that
Definitely.
This was this vibrant pink city.
Yeah, and the pink cube as well, like that is a sort of, for those people who are listening who don't know what that is, the festival's main event space is a big inflatable cube, and last year it was outside of the Tetley. But I think that is so space age, and for that on an evening to be lit up pink, and then on the inside there was projection mapping all over the ceiling and things, and for that to be pink as well, like you're essentially immersed in like a big pink cube.
Yeah, it's quite brutal.
Yeah. And like, I mean, I've not been to festivals before where they use like inflatable temporary spaces, but I think that it's doing something a bit new and a bit different. And I think when people see it, it's not just a Spiegel tent, is it? Or it's not just like a marquee. You're like, oh, what's that big weird pink cube thing?
Yeah, I guess it's trying to get the ethos of the festival as a new festival of new ideas and innovation into the brand and into the event dressing, so that it is something that you do immerse yourself in. And then I guess the other aspect of the brand was always that quite odd distinctive mark that we called the Lift Burst.
I'm always really intrigued about how that came about, because obviously it was before my time working on the festival.
Part of it might have been because Leeds International Festival, you know, we have the abbreviation now, like L19, L20, L21, but the name of the festival is like fairly long, with a very long word in the middle, so you know, it's not as punchy as you know, like Compass or Transform or something. So I think part of it We definitely wanted like a mark that was like the pink, like very distinctive, that over time would be very recognisable, and when people saw it, they would know it was part of the festival. And I think it was originally designed by Tim to sort of, in an abstract way, represent new ideas and innovation. I think it kind of looks like a little explosion of like an idea or something sort of like starting to spread out.
Light bulb moment. Last year we did the open call, and that was the first ever time that you guys did an open call, and you had 55 applications. For this year's festival, we had 450 applications. Gemma and myself looked through, which took maybe too long. It took a long time. And it was a very difficult process. And then we took it to an internal panel with some people at Leeds Bid, and then you from Rabbit Hole, and Fogel from Chapter 81. And then it went to an external panel of sort of key like stakeholders in the city.
How did that help then, having...
So I think it was just it was really easy for myself and Gemma to be like so like invested in the process, and like when we had the external panel and internal panel, it was really good for people to be like, oh no, this wouldn't work as part of the festival for this reason, and you can like understand it a bit better.
Yeah, what I found was sometimes there'd be a proposal that I didn't quite get.
Yeah.
And then someone else who really liked it would explain it to me a bit more, and then something would click. So for that reason, I was aware that you do need like a few eyes.
Absolutely.
On these proposals, because people see different things.
And there were some things where people were like, why is this going to be a part of the festival? Why do you think? And being challenged on that.
Very simple questions.
Is so useful when you're programming, because actually, I think when you're like swamped under 400 applications, it's really hard to like see the wood for the trees.
Yeah. What has your experience of the Leeds art scene been since you've been involved?
I mean, I am biased, but I think it's great. There's so much for everybody. There's an amazing live art scene in Leeds, particularly with Clay, and although I'm biased again, with Compass. I think that like there's a lot on offer, and to have
and transform
well, yeah. Of course, yeah. And I think for Clay to have their own like venue where they can program live art and bring it to the city, I think that's amazing. But I think we've got an amazing DIY scene in Leeds, and I think, I mean, and you know a lot about that as well. But I think that there's a real hunger for people doing interesting, exciting, experimental things in Leeds. And I think, again, it's like really good that the festival can sort of platform those people who are experimenting with new ideas in the city.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a good DIY scene. For me, it's been nice because I've been aware of the art scene, the DIY art scene, for quite a few years. But it's nice to see new platforms coming in, like Yorkshire Sculpture International, that are able to provide funding and, most importantly, maybe space. Me and a group of people helped set up Surf, which is still like an ongoing artist space and gallery. And I noticed that Yorkshire Sculpture International, you know, they gave the artists at Surf this huge space down like Greek Street, and the quality and ambition and scale of their work was like unlike what I'd sort of seen before, and it was just a simple case of that they were given space. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges that I always found, seeing galleries, local DIY galleries, sort of get some space but then lose it a year later.
Yeah, completely. As a city, we are so lucky to have not only amazing festivals like Transform and Compass, and the Digital Festival, and loads of other festivals.
Thought Bubble. It went to Harrogate.
Yeah. sad. But we have amazing institutions as well, like Opera North. We have the Leeds Dance Partnership. There's so many, you can't even like count them on one hand. And I think that we need to shout about that more, and that, you know, there's lots of crossover between the festivals, especially the International Festival, working with some of these institutions. I think that's really special, and like if we're able to work together to create new and exciting work, I think that that's what's really amazing about Leeds.
Yeah, I think there's obviously something about Leeds that, like, you can do it. Like, definitely, you know, creating something grassroots, trying to grow something is always super hard. I think there's something about Leeds. I think maybe the way, like, the collaboration between everyone and the sort of support that you can get, that has made it possible for people to create really great things.
Definitely.
Like Transform or Love Muscle or Cosmic Slop and everything like that. So having been in Leeds for 10 years, I've always been really proud of that. Like, I'm sure there are sort of obstacles and challenges that need to be addressed.
Absolutely.
Like space and funding and things like that. But I do think it is possible to create things here. Whereas if you think about how hard it might be maybe in somewhere like London or something.
I mean, it's one of the reasons I, when I graduated a few years ago, it's why I didn't want to move to London, because I thought, no, there's so much going on here, and like we can be the London of the North if we like, if we wanted to be, and can be, and maybe are.
We don't want to be London now, do we? We want to be something else.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah, but it's completely like why I didn't move, because I knew that there was something better here. Thanks for listening to episode 2. We hope you enjoyed it. If you want to learn more about the festival, don't forget to interact with the hashtag LeedsInfest, or follow us at LeedsInfest. Thank you for listening. Bye.